Hello, this is Susan from Viva Live Music. I'm absolutely delighted that you're listening to this particular podcast. It's all about Christmas. Do you know, we're now in Advent. I've been opening my Advent calendar every day to get my chocolate, and so has my husband and so has my son, and we're really into the run-up of it. We've got some very, very exciting events that we're organising live music for, and as ever, we are putting together themed, bespoke entertainment for our clients, and I'm sure they're going to be absolutely thrilled and entertained with this. But I was really, really interested to read in the Sunday Times, and then it was repeated in the other newspapers, that there is a change in trend for Christmas parties. Yes, Christmas parties are back, yay, at last. After the recession and, well, we're still coming out of it, a lot of companies are now thinking, well, we'll have a Christmas party, but it will be a little bit more low-key. And do you know what? Instead of the heady days of 2006, where money was thrown around for events at Christmas and there were very, very expensive celebs that would go along and make an appearance, and it would be very, very high key, is that the word, but very, very, very visible. Now everything is more low key, it's probably smaller, but also it's classier, and well, guess what? There's lots more live music in that. A particular popular thing is a string quartet playing. Now, why on earth would you think you would go from having somebody from TOWIE or Big Brother to a string quartet? I've no idea the mindset of the clients, but I believe that it's partly because people want to go to have something that's more relaxed, perhaps slightly more low-key, and everybody behaves. There is so much research to show that classical music, and in particular an instrument like a harp or a string quartet, result in people behaving far better. So they perhaps don't get sloshed by drinking too much, and that, you know, the general demeanour of the guests is far better. Another trend is that instead of having a sit-down meal or a buffet, people are tending to have canapés, and clearly that results in a change of the budget. But it's really, really interesting to see that. Now, here at Viva Live Music, I am in a position where I'm able to book people at short notice. Thinking about who we've got that are very, very traditional, we have our Viva Devos, and that is four stunning men with absolutely brilliant voices. They sing in harmony, and I've been posting some of their sound samples on Twitter. Absolutely stunning, and one thing that would absolutely wow your guests. Obviously, we've got string quartets, got harps. Also, we have some beautiful dancers that will dance for music as an after dinner or a featured part of the evening. But I'd be very happy to chat to you about some last minute ideas. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye bye.